and Spain's going in. Spain. I think you're all up Spain.
I think you're all undercounting France. I think France, it's their time to shine. They've been disappointing in the World Series.
Loris is able to find the ball.
Loris will find the ball. That's his mission.
French had a magical game for the Euros, and they blew it. They blew it to Cristiano Ronaldo.
We can't control the hand of God or the leg of Adair.
You got to take it back to the white boys, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
Write It Up on the Whiteboard.
Chalk it up on the whiteboard.
Sometimes you just gotta write up on the whiteboard.
Good morning, good evening. Welcome to Whiteboard. Thanks for spending some time with us. I've got a couple of guests in the studio today.
I'm Sammy Ahmed. Excited to talk about the World Cup and to be here and join Whiteboard, which is interesting because I am a colored man, so it'll be fun.
My name is Logan Sherrington. I am not a colored man, so I don't know where that sits me on this panel, but I enjoy soccer and I'm excited to talk about it today.
Awesome. And then here in the middle, anchoring all together, you have me, Michael White, your host. Excited to be here, excited to play. So the World Cup is 68 days away. We've been talking about it, and we're really excited about what's going to happen. The UK Telegraph has provided us with the opportunity to fill out a bracket, and we are going to take advantage of said bracket and decide who we think is for real, who are the real winners, losers, who should we watch out for in the World Cup. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a good day. So first off, let's talk about Group A. So for those of you who don't understand how the World Cup works, in the World Cup, the first round, 32 teams are split into 8 groups of 4 teams. So in Group A, we have the hosts Russia, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Uruguay. What are your thoughts on this first group?
I think it's pretty set on who will win this group. I think it's Russia. I think Russia will win it, and Uruguay will follow after second spot.
Now, let's not count out Egypt, though. We gotta think about Mohamed Salah.
So Mohamed Salah, I'm a huge fan of Mohamed Salah. He has caught steam. Now he's a young player who's caught steam at just the right time. Nobody was talking about him 2 years ago, but he is one of those players to watch in this tournament. I would not be surprised if Egypt made it through this round on that boy's back. They've had a couple, their last two matches they've lost. They lost 1-0 to Greece and lost 2-0 to Portugal. But that Portugal game.
They lost 2-1 to Portugal.
2-1 to Portugal. But in that game, they were leading. Cristiano Ronaldo somehow pulled 2 goals out of nowhere in extra time to beat Egypt. I think that Egypt could be a dark horse team to watch this tournament.
Maybe a sleeper. Am I going to put them in my bracket? No. I'm going to go with Uruguay and then Russia.
I think Russia will take this group because mainly it's in their own home field and they can, you know, with your fans being around and you get all these extra energy and juices flowing. So I think that little bit of patriotism will kick in and, you know, they'll go further, kind of like South Korea did in 2002, you know. I anticipate a similar thing happening.
So I have to agree with you boys that I think Russia is going to go through just off of being the home nation, but I actually think that Egypt is going through second over Uruguay.
Really? All right.
So on to Group B. So in Group B we have two very strong teams and then two teams that, good luck, they have a lot to prove. We have Portugal and Spain, and then we have Morocco and Iran.
Now this is Morocco's first time qualifying too, isn't it?
I believe so.
First time ever?
Yeah, first time ever, I believe.
Oh, really?
For the World Cup, yeah.
Of course, they're currently in a battle with the U.S. to try and host the next World Cup in 8 years. But
which France might vote for Morocco over the U.S.
Oh, I had not heard that. That's
that's a little bit.
Let's not get into who should and who shouldn't host the next World Cup.
Okay.
So let me talk to you about Portugal and Spain a little bit here. I really Just throw out my biases. I'm not a big Portugal fan, but somehow that team just does well at tournaments. They just do when it counts. They do. I mean, they did win the Euros 2 years ago in 2016, and I know there was lots of controversy in that time period. I don't know. I don't see. I really see Portugal coming in strong into this group, even with Spain in the group.
I'm seeing them coming in strong. I'm going to put them in second because I am a huge Spain fan, and I'm definitely going to go for them.
Oh, so no bias there. No bias.
Viva España, viva Rey.
I think. Well, obviously, I have both Spain and Portugal making it out, but I honestly don't think Portugal is that dynamic of a team. If we watch the Euro, their road was pretty easy. They played Poland and many other teams that weren't so difficult.
And they didn't do good in their group.
No, they did not.
They were poorly in their group.
That's true. That game when Iceland tied Portugal was one of the greatest games I've ever seen in my life. That was beautiful.
Game. I just don't see them being all that dynamic. And even in the final against France, they played defense the whole game. And it was one lucky goal. No, it was not. It was horrible. So I do have Spain winning it, though, and Portugal second, but I'm not a big fan of Portugal either. And without Ronaldo, I don't see them going anywhere, really.
I think I may actually have to agree with Spain first and Portugal second.
We're all in consensus on that one.
Yeah, that's gonna be pretty rare.
All right.
But what we do have to look forward to is that Spain versus Portugal game, which will be pretty much the only interesting game of that entire group, which is the first game of that group. So that is something to look forward to here at the beginning of the World Cup. All right, Group C. Group C is an interesting one. Logan, tell us a little bit about Group C.
So we have France, Australia, Peru, and Denmark. Couple of teams in there we don't really see them do too much, but also kind of pull up some upsets sometimes with Peru and Australia. I think France, obviously, is probably going to be our number one pick for all three of us.
Consensus.
I don't know. Michael, you gonna pull it? You gonna decide Denmark?
So here's the thing.
I'd go for it. If you want to pick Denmark, I don't disagree.
So, I mean, I got to go with the bloodline. I got to go with my Danish ancestors. But here's the thing with France. I really had France as one of my favorites coming into the World Cup until that game against Colombia. I don't know what I saw. I saw one of the greatest offensive teams, the greatest offensive halves when they went up 2-0 against Colombia. Colombia could not handle them. They were leaving people on their backs playing so well. And then the team just fell apart in the second half. I don't know. But I do think France is going through first in this round. Now, Australia, Peru, Denmark, those are three teams that are pretty evenly matched. The Peru has a lot of momentum going through. They haven't been to a World Cup in a very, very long time. And then, of course, we have Australia, who's not an easy team to beat. But I'm going to have to go with the motherland and go with Denmark.
I think it's interesting that you brought up the Colombia and France. I think France's biggest issue is arrogance. They were favored in the Euro 2016. They kind of went with a lax mentality. And also with Colombia, I think they kind of just said, you know, we have the biggest firepower here. So I still have them as the tournament favorite for me. So I have them going first. And Australia is good in the sense that, you know, they pretty much dominated Oceania or Asia or whatever their group they play in. But I think European soccer and the quality of players that come out of Europe is going to be better than any of those two countries with Peru and Australia. So I'm going to go Denmark as my second spot.
I'm obviously going to choose France first. The thing is that they have all the talent in the world. They've got Dembélé, they have Mbappe, they have Umtiti, they have Griezmann. They have all these fantastic players, but they just can't seem to get it together. So I'm going to take them as first. I'm probably going to have them winning one or two games, and then they're going to be done, I think. But my second is going to be Peru. I think they are a team that has beaten Argentina, which, I mean, it's Argentina. They haven't been playing great recently, but they consistently beat Argentina at home, but they consistently beat Argentina.
Bueno, vamos con los peruanos.
Yeah.
So, speaking of Argentina, we now arrive at Group D. Argentina is easily the feature team of Group D. That is another team that's going to dominate this group, I think we believe. But they are accompanied by Iceland, Croatia, and Nigeria.
So Iceland, Iceland is the team I'm most excited about in this World Cup. I know that we're not expecting them to do much, but it's such a cool story to have such a small country represented in the World Cup.
It is very exciting to have them in.
And then Croatia has been playing well. Now, I think lots of people are underestimating Croatia going into this World Cup because they totally, totally choked last World Cup when they were in Brazil and Mexico's group. They couldn't do anything, and they bounced in the first round. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
A couple weeks ago, they actually did beat Mexico. 1-0, but they still did beat Mexico. And it was a pretty dominant game. They couldn't seem to get the ball to go in, but they did have the ball most of the game.
Well, obviously Argentina is number one for me, but I do really like the Super Eagles, the Nigerians. I think they'll do really well in this group, considering, you know, I think I have Iceland and Nigeria pretty evenly matched, slightly better with Iceland, and I would love to see that cheer in the next round. So my heart is telling me to pick Nigeria. I do really like the Super Eagles, but I think in reality, I think Croatia is better than both those teams, so I'm going to go with Croatia as my second slot.
I think I'm going to have to go with Croatia as my second. I would not be surprised if Nigeria or Iceland upset them and took that second spot, but I got to stick with Rakitic and Modric, and I'm going with Croatia.
See, this is another motherland decision. This is it's got to be Iceland. I know that Croatia is obviously the favorite to take second, but I think that Iceland's going to have just enough of that Viking spirit to carry them through into the next round.
What was that a video I sent you the other day? The U.S. didn't make it, so root for your roots.
Exactly. Fox Sports is digging pretty deep now that they realize that they're really going to have to fight hard. After spending all this money to buy rights so they could show the World Cup to the U.S. citizens and not having your team make it, they're trying to get you to cheer for somebody, anybody. Well, so
I think rooting for your roots would not work for me, being Ethiopian. None of my roots are in the World Cup, so it's very unfortunate. So I'm cheering for a team that I have no roots to, but hopefully maybe one day I'll visit.
There you go. Okay, Sammy, tell us about Group E.
Group E, obviously, Brazil. You can't go
hands down.
Yeah,
can I just click that one now?
I'm just gonna go ahead and give that number one right now.
You'd have to massively not know what soccer is or how it's played to not pick Brazil in this group. The other teams, Switzerland. I do really love Switzerland. They are a tough team, and they always give every opponent a tough time. And even in the last World Cup, I believe they were in France's group, and they give France a good run for their money. But and then we have Costa Rica. They were the darling. They were the Cinderella story. And I don't know if they'll have the same firepower or go as far, but I have them going second in this group. And Serbia, I think, congratulations and welcome to the show. Enjoy your time.
So here's the thing about Cinderella stories. I don't know if you guys ever saw Cinderella 2, but it was pretty terrible. Cinderella stories rarely have
Cinderella
sequels.
Cinderella 3 was really good.
Cinderella stories rarely have sequels that are worth our time, and I think that's the case this time. I got Switzerland going second.
It's not a bad choice. I mean,
no,
it's a toss-up.
I don't even know anything about Serbia. I'm just gonna ignore them.
Just watch. They're gonna make it through the first round. And the next day, we'll be here talking. Oh, Serbia's been a team that I've been following for years.
It is recorded now. Remember it. I don't know a single Serbian player off the top of my head.
I just remember that.
I don't even think they know who they are. But
I remember that they beat Scotland, and then Scotland didn't go to the World Cup. I remember that much. But of course, we know
that's not much
of an accomplishment.
Between Switzerland and Costa Rica, got some ties to Costa Rica. Gonna have to probably choose Costa Rica. I really like them. I choose Wichita State going far every year. I feel like I'm gonna pick the Cinderella story. They're gonna be out next round though.
Well, you know that Wichita State did get upset the first round this last year.
Yes,
so
this last time they did. You're right. Usually they go pretty far. They did pretty bad this year.
This time is different, what we're saying.
This time's different. Every other year's great, though.
So now, welcome to the group of death. This is group F, which has Mexico in it. So here is the group. Germany, Mexico, Sweden, and South Korea. Well, Germany, is in my mind the obvious favorite of this group. But they are going to have some very, very tough games. And as far as second place goes, there's going to be some tough, tough games. South Korea, I think, is a really good team that lots of people are overlooking just because Asian teams have not been performing super well in recent World Cups. But Son Ming, who plays at Tottenham, he's a killer, and he's got some good accuracy. There's actually, South Korea, I think, they're a team to watch for sure.
I think out of three games, not four games. I'm not too sure on South Korea. I really, really like them, and I'd really like to see them do well. Obviously, Germany is going to be my number one. I mean, I don't think anyone's going to pick against that. I'm getting really, really sick of seeing El Tri commercials and the home of El Tri on Fox Sports. So I'm going to guess that Zlatan comes back and a day before World Cup starts, and he wins second place for them.
So if Zlatan decides that the team's worthy, if the game's ready for Zlatan...
I think he's waiting for a comeback. I think he's building...
No, I think that the comeback is waiting for Zlatan.
Yes, that's true. The comeback is waiting for Zlatan.
I mean, obviously, Germany, and nobody's picking against them in this group. I actually love Sweden, especially if Zlatan comes back like he did with the Galaxy last week, you know, scoring from almost midfield.
40 meters away.
I mean, if all the goalkeepers are that incompetent in the World Cup, they might win the whole thing.
Well,
But I have them going second. I love South Korea. I do like some of their players, but... I think Sweden has got it. Even Sweden gave France a good run for their money as well in the qualifying stage. So I have Sweden. And sorry, Mexico. I know you're our friend down south, but
yeah, don't get me wrong.
We're gonna have to next World Cup. Yeah. You'll achieve.
I like Mexico.
So I'm actually giving Mexico el cuarto partido. They're going on to the next round.
Oh.
Both of your stipulations were that Zlatan becomes a part of the Swedish squad. There is no guarantee. If Zlatan does make it to the World Cup, Sweden's my favorite. But as of right now, it's just speculation. And would I love to see Zlatan in another World Cup? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That would make the World Cup for me. Holy cow. That would be beautiful. Beautiful stuff. Okay, so Group G. We have Belgium, Panama, Tunisia, and England. So as about an unexciting group can get, we've got two teams, both Panama and Tunisia, that are not veterans to the World Cup. It is actually Panama's first World Cup, and I think that this is kind of first in, first out. Panama and Tunisia, I don't see either of those teams making it through. Though England has not impressed, I think they'll do just enough to make it beyond Panama and take second place. I see Belgium as the heavy favorites in this Group G.
Yeah, I think just look at the players Belgium has. You know, they have Lukaku, they have Courtois, they have Alderweireld. And that's just three I can name. I'm looking at a few right here. Even Eden Hazard, of course, you can't forget.
Oh,
so actually, they're my dark horse to go far, and I wouldn't even be entirely surprised. I'll still be a little surprised if they win the whole thing because of the quality of players they have. So I have them going first in the group. And then England, of course, the tragic story. They can't seem to win. It seems like the 60s or something. I don't even know how you can be a British fan.
Yeah.
I think the last time they won, my mom wasn't born, so that's a long time ago.
It's been a long time.
I mean, Harry Kane, I love Harry Kane, and hopefully, you know, he can get them through. And they're not really facing tough competition, so if they can't beat Panama and Tunisia, they do not deserve to be in the World Cup, so they better take second.
Mm-hmm. I actually am going to pick England first.
Oh, why?
Really?
I'm going out on a limb, honestly.
You know, Belgium actually sometimes has the same... I can see that happening. Belgium sometimes has the same issues that France has, and that sometimes they get overconfident, even though they have amazing offensive players, and they just blow it.
Mm-hmm. The thing is I'm not too sure I see the other two, Panama and Tunisia. I'm not too sure I see them putting up much of a fight against Belgium. So maybe Belgium beats England and moves on, or maybe I'm thinking Panama and Tunisia are both going to get the snot beaten out of them by England and Belgium, and after that they're going to go up against each other, and I'm thinking England's going to pull it out. England's gonna have a win there, and I'm gonna put Belgium in second.
I wouldn't be surprised to see a tie between the two teams. It'll just come down to who beats Belgium and Tunisia, Panama and Tunisia with the worst. I think that's what it's gonna come down to. All right, Group H, last but not least. So we have Poland, Senegal, Colombia, and Japan. So Colombia, I have a special connection with Colombia. I really did not have Colombia going through this group originally. I thought that they were overrated until that France game. I think that Colombia actually will surprise people, or actually not surprise. They surprised people last World Cup. Now this World Cup, everyone's expecting it. But yeah, I think it'll be an interesting group.
I think the France game with Colombia was very commendable, how they didn't give up and kept going. So I actually haven't gone second in this group. Japan is my favorite in this group.
All right.
It's a little different.
Really?
I think the Japanese are going to surprise most people this World Cup. So, and obviously, I don't see many of the African countries going anywhere since I don't have any really advancing. So I'll have Japan go first and Colombia second, just because I think people are going to underestimate Japan.
Michael, who's your second?
So I haven't decided a second just yet.
Your first was Colombia, right?
First is Colombia. So Japan and Colombia were actually in the exact same group last time around, and Colombia dominated Japan, which many thought Japan would beat Colombia. So that's why I didn't have Japan. And I think it's going to be similar. And I think that the team that's not going to get beat by Colombia might even beat Colombia, but just I'm going to go with Poland taking second in that group.
Okay. So I actually lived in Spain when James was the big to-do and came to Real Madrid and was like, this kid, he's the boy wonder. Oh, he is going to be the greatest player ever to walk the earth. You watch. Watch out, Ronaldo. Watch out, Messi. Yep. He's up and coming.
He's coming.
So I'm going to go Japan and then Poland.
Tired of hearing about James Rodriguez.
I do not like hearing about Colombia. I don't. I think they're a fantastic team. Will they make it out of the group? Maybe. I'm not too set in my ways here, but I don't like them.
We're letting personal emotions affect
you. Yes, 100%.
That's how how the experts do it, emotions.
There you go.
At least that's how Skip Bayless would do it.
There we go. Shout out to old Skip. If you're listening to this,
yeah.
We have made it a lot further than we thought we would. Okay, well, on to the round of 16. So my round of 16 matchup, I have Russia against Portugal. What are your round of 16 matchups?
So mine is Russia-Portugal.
I have Uruguay-Portugal.
Uruguay-Portugal. Okay, well, you kick us off. Talk to us about Uruguay-Portugal.
Uruguay-Portugal.
What do you have?
Yeah, I have predictions. Suarez is going to bite Ronaldo's face off. Get kicked out. They're going to have to play with 10 men. Portugal is going to score 5 goals to Uruguay's 1 that Suarez got.
It's hard to see when you don't have a face.
And in the Russia-Portugal, so I do think that Portugal's overrated. It's going to come down to who wins, the overrated team or the home team. That's a very intriguing matchup, Russia versus Portugal.
I'd like Russia to win, to be honest. I don't like Portugal at all.
I don't like Portugal, but I think that Portugal does have what it takes to beat Russia. And even though, congrats Russia on getting through to the second round, I think you're out right there. That's the end of your line.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if Russia passes their state-sanctioned drug tests, they might be Portugal.
Are they having troubles with that?
Wait, is that a thing?
It is Russia, you know. All of them might be on something. I actually expect Portugal to win.
Might be on something.
It's probably more likely if Putin has anything to do with it. I think Portugal's going to win. I think Ronaldo's going to pull something out. He's a magician.
even though I'm not his biggest fan.
You can't argue he's not a good player. Like, he is a good player.
A tremendous player. So.
Fantastic. You know, I did like the idea of that Uruguay versus Portugal game because you have easily the two most hated, loved/hated players in the world. Like, there's lots of players where you can just not have them be your favorite, but those two players, either you are a huge Luis Suarez fan or you hate him, either you're a huge Cristiano Ronaldo fan or you hate him.
Okay, and let's take that back a little bit. I do like Luis Suarez, okay? I don't like him as in, like, how everyone else like likes him, like, oh, he's a fantastic player. I like him. He plays for Barcelona.
Yeah.
That's all. It's I don't see him being the turning point in that game. And so I think that Portugal pulls that one out.
Yeah. All right.
So for the record, I have Portugal beating Russia, unless Russia does something funny.
So you have Portugal winning unless they lose.
Unless they lose.
Yeah. Okay.
Unless they lose. I'm very indecision.
We'll be sure to have you back on the show. all right, Logan, kick us off with this next round. What do you have?
I got Spain, Russia, and for the same reasons. I honestly think Russia might be able to pull something out against Portugal. I don't think they can beat Spain. I'm picking Spain.
Obviously, I'm going to go with Spain. I think the quality of players Spain has are going to be too much for Suarez to overcome. Spain, pretty easy choice, and I expect them to go pretty far.
Yeah, Spain is still trying to live down the embarrassment they suffered in the last World Cup.
Oh,
and
terrible.
I think
don't
that,
remind me.
And I just think that Egypt, while I love the idea of Egypt going far, they do not have enough weapons to counter all of Spain's weapons, and you can't stop Spain going through that to that next round. All right. Well, Sammy, this is let's hear Let's see what you got.
Wheelhouse.
This is your boys. This is your wheelhouse. Let's go for it.
Yes. All right. Viva la France. if France does not make it pretty far this World Cup, I will be rioting in the streets of America. That's how angry I'll be.
Okay.
I mean, look at the quality of players they're going to have. I mean, Pogba, Griezmann. I am not a big fan of Giroud. I think he should not be allowed to be a French citizen.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm not a fan of Pogba.
Oh, really?
Don't like him.
I think Pogba is magnificent with France.
Here's the thing. As much as you seem to dislike Giroud, he was one of the ones that scored against Colombia.
I think Giroud is fantastic at club level, and especially when he played for Arsenal. He was one of the guys you can count
on. Where does he play now?
He went to Chelsea. So
good choice.
It's unfortunate, but I understand that move. But like
leaving from Arsenal is never a bad choice.
Arsene Wenger can't seem to do it. So.
Guys, being an Arsenal fan has been tough.
Okay.
But this is not about Arsenal. We're moving
okay.
on.
It should be.
I think about Arsenal.
So obviously, the quality of players, Mbappe, Giroud, Pogba, we have Lloris, Mandama, Varane. So I honestly think they are the favorite to win the whole thing because of the quality. I think if they can overcome arrogance, which they seem to have a lot of, and disappoint their fans worldwide, they should easily have them beating Croatia. So that I'd be disappointed. I don't know what you guys think.
I'm going with France. Yeah, I mean, as much as I'd love to see Croatia move forward, I don't think they have the quality of players that they need to be able to beat France in a game that matters so much.
So I actually have, of course, Iceland going against France, which there's even less of a chance, of Iceland beating France, though I would love to see the Viking cheer go on. For all of our listeners, if you have not seen the Iceland Viking cheer, it is worth looking at on YouTube. It gives me chills every time I watch it.
You will have goosebumps.
It is beautiful, beautiful. And I'm just excited to have them at the World Cup. I hope that they continue to qualify.
They had to ask for more tickets. They bought their limit of tickets for that country. And
I'm sure within a couple seconds.
They had to ask for more.
Well, it's not every country that sends 11% of their population to a tournament just to watch their team. That is patriotism,
but
my friends.
History would say you did see what France did to them in the Euros.
Yes,
so.
That's true.
Which is why I almost want to see them. I said, like, because after the, I don't know, you never know. Maybe France gets enough red cards in the group stages
here's what Iceland
half
does.
Half the team has to be arrested.
Here's what Iceland does, though, is they score an early goal, or they score maybe not an early goal, but they score a goal and they park the bus.
Yeah.
And it is not the most entertaining soccer in the world.
But they do it well.
But you're the whole time, even though you're not really like seeing the best quality of soccer, you're saying, oh my goodness, Iceland is winning. Iceland is beating France right now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't pick them.
Yeah, I gotta get France going through this next round. Okay, so my next game, I think it's universal for all of us. I have Argentina against Denmark.
Mine's Peru.
Nope.
Argentina against Peru.
Okay.
I have Denmark as well.
All right, so you got the South American game. All right, boy from down south, let's hear it.
I'm gonna go with Argentina. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, Peru.
Are you sure?
I would love to cheer for Peru. They're not that good. The only reason that they win against Argentina and their other teams is because they play it like a billion feet in the air, and they're used to it, and they can run circles around everyone at that altitude.
I don't have Peru in there, and I hope they don't win, because I'm actually one of the only people that likes to see the big dogs, just because it's more entertaining.
It's way more fun.
Yeah. I mean, it would be wonderful to see Peru going somewhere, but ultimately, you know what's coming. But in my group, I have Argentina and Denmark. Argentina, don't bet against Messi. Simple.
No, don't.
I have the same matchup, same results. Messi will not have a hard time passing through Denmark.
What changes do we have to the Argentina roster since last World Cup?
Dybala. So that's...
Is this his first time?
He was not a participant in the last World Cup. And then Di Maria is not as good as he was going into last World Cup. So that's kind of the difference.
Has gone downhill.
And somehow Higuain has stayed on that roster.
How has he stayed on that roster? How?
I think Dybala is supposed to be included. At least the predictions correct.
Yes.
No, for sure. It's just he wasn't in the last World Cup,
interesting
to see.
The last World Cup.
Yeah.
Sorry, I wasn't listening carefully.
Nope.
Their team seems to be pretty
solid.
Yeah.
And Mascherano's coming back from China.
Yeah.
I think that the purpose of Higuain on that team is to make sure that all of us can see how we would compare to other players.
He's the control.
He is the obese American running down the middle of the field that you can see.
In this
you can
case,
be
we
like
have an obese Argentinian.
Here's the obese Argentine that you can watch run down the field, and
blow it,
and then just blow
every
it,
time.
And then fall down when nobody touches him and wait for a card. You know, he's just
looks like he's beating the goalie. Oh, and he missed.
Yep.
Oh, he missed. How'd he miss?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But don't worry. If you're ever up by four and you want to get a fifth goal, he'll get that goal for you.
Oh,
but if you ever need a goal to win the game, do not rely on Higuain. All right.
That margin right there, the margin from 4-5, he's fantastic.
Yep.
When it's 4-0.
Once you're killing the team, put Higuain in and he'll get some more goals for you.
But when you're tied, when you're tied 2-2, no.
Don't put him in.
It doesn't work.
Okay.
Take him out.
So, I am the only man with El Tri going through, and they get to meet an opponent that they met in the last World Cup, which is Brazil. That game that they had against Brazil, when they tied 0-0, blew everyone away. Their goalie had so many stops. Everyone was shocked because Brazil seemed unstoppable after just laying waste for Croatia 4-0. But that being said, I think even if Neymar doesn't make it back for the World Cup,
he should.
I still think that Brazil is too much of a match for Mexico.
On mine, I have Brazil and Sweden. I'm going with Brazil. I think most people have Brazil as the favorites to win the whole the whole tournament. So, I mean, it's pretty clear. I don't even want to waste time talking about the other side.
When is Neymar coming back, though?
He should be pretty healthy for the World Cup.
But when's his day to come back?
I'm not quite sure.
I believe it's middle of May.
Middle of May?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
fine. That's when he can start, training. It'll just depend on, how he actually settles into the
And when does the World Cup start? 13th, 14th?
14th of June.
14th of June?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Brazil too, but if Neymar's not healthy, I mean, that might destroy all of our brackets, actually.
I think that... So here's the difference between Argentina and Brazil. Argentina, everyone expects everyone to get the ball to Messi. Brazil, everyone expects... The Brazilian citizens expect every one of their players to be as good as Neymar.
Oh, yeah.
That is the difference. And they do have a lot of tools... outside of Neymar, they could get him through the World Cup.
I think you can get him through, but it's going to be a lot harder without him.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
And I wouldn't be surprised to see an upset without him. So a good thing he's going to be back.
All right, let's go far side. Logan, what do you got in this next game?
I've got Germany, Costa Rica.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, I'm just going to...
Alrighty. We'll talk about Germany later.
I have Germany as well. I mean, the quality is too much for Costa Rica.
I mean, the Germans may not have invented soccer, but dare I say they are perfecting it year by year. And they are going to beat Switzerland.
Wonderful.
Okay. Then I have Belgium versus Poland, which I know that neither of you actually had Poland.
I have Poland.
Yeah, did you have Poland?
In this next round. I have England versus Poland.
England versus Poland. Okay, talk to me about England versus Poland.
Ugh, that's a tough one.
Lewandowski versus Kane.
I really like Harry Kane. I really, really do. And I think that he has the potential to move them forward out of this group, or this round, but Poland. They're also very good. I'm gonna have to think on that one. Come back to me.
Okay.
I have Belgium, Colombia for this one. Belgium. I trust in their players.
Belgium over Colombia, huh?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I've got Belgium versus Poland, and. I do think that Robert Lewandowski is going to surprise us at his next World Cup. And you know what? I think the surprise is going to be when they upset a superior team, which is Belgium. So I have them winning that game.
What's going on with Dortmund right now, though? He still plays for Dortmund, right?
Lewandowski?
Yeah.
No, he plays for Munich.
That's right. He moved to Munich. Oh, never mind.
Don't worry.
Poland.
We'll edit that out. Don't worry.
No, that's fine. I'm going to pick Poland.
Okay. My last game of this round, I have Colombia versus England. I think it's pretty clear who wins that, and that would be Colombia. Moving on for the second consecutive World Cup, moving on to the round of eight.
I don't know if it's as clear as you think. I think I have England advancing. Past Japan in my bracket, but I wouldn't be surprised if Colombia beat England, because that's England's motto, is we lose when nobody expects us to lose.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Great motto.
I expect England to at least make the British people happy for the next round.
I have Japan and Belgium. I'm going to go with Belgium. Yeah, I can't do it. I can't really justify Japan moving any farther. Well, I do think that they're a very good team. I think historically they haven't been fantastic. And once you start getting up in these higher rounds, like, are you really going to move on? I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if Japan won that game, though. Would not.
So I've got a France versus Portugal. I've got a rematch in my quarterfinal. I've got a rematch of the Euro, the final. And I think that we're in for a very similar game where both teams are going to play a lot of defense, or more than anything, Portugal's just going to park the bus and hope that Cristiano Ronaldo scores a goal to beat them. I think he does score that goal, but I think that Mbappe scores two, and France moves on past Portugal.
I think France is going to be highly motivated. I'm going to give him some advice right now. Hugo Lloris, please stay within the box. And as closest to the goal as possible. We will have problems if you do
you
not.
You don't need to walk out. Stop.
And Elder, none of that closing eyes and kicking the ball stuff. It's not gonna be appreciated. I think France is gonna be highly motivated, and they're just gonna wipe the floor with Portugal. This is not even gonna be close. It's gonna be 4-0 France.
Ooh.
And Pogba's gonna score two goals.
I completely agree. Here's what's gonna happen. France is going to beat the snot out of them. Absolutely. And I'm excited.
That's going to be.
That is the only time you're ever going to hear me say, I am excited for France to win. But I want them to destroy Portugal.
They will.
So mark the date. That'll be a good game. Okay, so I have Spain versus Argentina for the next game. Now, here's the thing. I think lots of people are tempted to pick Argentina going all the way after they surprised everyone. They had the most unimpressive first round of the World Cup ever last year. Somehow they won their group, and then they just beat everyone by 1 point right at the end of the game until Germany, who happened to return the favor and beat them with 1 point right at the end of the game. Against Spain, who obviously... So here's my thing with Spain. They have lots of talent, but I still don't think that they have that go-to player. But I'll secede to our Spaniard in the corner and see what he has to say first about Spain.
Here's what I'm saying. One Messi could probably beat the entire Spanish team on a very, very, very good day.
Absolutely.
A very, very good day. The thing is you have up-and-coming stars, Asensio and Isco, and Iniesta is going to be in that lineup, and Gerard Piqué, and many of Messi's teammates who know how he plays are also going to be in that lineup. And I just can't pick Argentina with how poorly the rest of the team has been playing. Would I be surprised if Argentina moved through? Absolutely not. No way would I be surprised, because Messi is just that good. And I wish the best for Argentina, but my choice has got to be Spain.
All right, so I'm actually going to go with Argentina. I think Messi is looking to avenge what happened in the Copa America, mm-hmm. When he foolishly missed a penalty kick that I believe I could have made. I think he's gonna carry that team on his back. Although there are some concerns, they did struggle to make it out of the qualifying out of South America, which is highly disappointing. But I think he's going to step up to the challenge this time, and I have way too much faith in Messi, people tell me, but it's faith well placed.
In Messi we trust.
If it were anyone else, if it were any other team, I would totally pick Argentina. I just don't see Spain. No, sorry. If it were any other team besides Brazil and Germany, I don't see Argentina beating them. But I could see it again.
So I think that I think that actually you have to go with Argentina on this one. So Argentina's biggest flaw is that the only person who's ever come through has been Messi. Mm-hmm. I think that our young and upcoming stars on Argentina are going to be the difference makers. And while Messi will be countered, while the defense is focused countering Messi, somebody else is going to score that goal that puts Argentina through to the semifinals once again.
I think they have a bit of motivation as well, because since they've been disappointing on the world stage for so long,
mm-hmm.
They could crumble against the pressure they're going to face from their own fans, but I just don't see as much of a pressure on Spain as there is in Argentina, because Messi is gunning for the greatest of all time. And there are still some detractors that would say he's not. I believe he is one of the best. I think they're going to be highly motivated because of how disappointing they've been. So I think we might even see a few young stars born, or you know, someone we would have never thought would be the man.
I love Dybala, and so I really, really wish him and Messi the best. If I were Dybala, I would be swimming from Italy to Barcelona to go play with Messi, as opposed to being on this team with Higuain. Not a position I would want to be in, but I'm still going to stick with Spain.
Okay. I see this as Messi's moment, because if Messi wins a World Cup, I think there'll be no denying that he is the greatest of all time. If Absolutely. He does not, it'll be debated for years until some new star comes up and takes his place, and we'll all just kind of remember Messi, but it will not be the same. This is his shot at claiming, I think, the outright title of the greatest soccer player of all time, and I think that's the pressure that'll move him through. So my next game is in the quarterfinal is Brazil versus Poland. So in that matchup, I think it's pretty clear who wins that. That is Brazil.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue there.
Do you both have Poland?
Yeah, I have Poland.
Okay. I have a slightly different. I actually have Belgium. But I'm going to trust in Neymar to come back healthy. And I think they'll have a good midfield and, you know, back half as well. So I Brazil. And also, the 7-1 to Germany's got to be eating at them. That's one of the worst ways to lose a soccer game, especially considering you're a world powerhouse.
7-2.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It was Champions League. Maybe.
Yeah, if it was Champions League, they would
still lose by 5 points.
That's not bad for soccer, is it? I can't remember. Yeah.
So my last game, I have Germany against Colombia. Now, at this point, there's even some more young talent coming into Colombia. And, you know, I still think that Falcao actually is one of the best players to ever play the game. Even though every Colombian seems to think that James Rodriguez is better than he is, doesn't make any sense to me. But I still don't see Colombia beating essentially the system. The German system is just too strong for the Colombian talent. Germany takes it over Colombia.
Is Neuer going to be back?
He hasn't played since September 16th of last year. And right now, I think it's I can never pronounce
Ter Stegen.
Yeah, Ter Stegen. I can't pronounce the name, but I think he's slotted to be the starter.
Cool.
After that, you know, carousel break or whatever he has, but I think he should be fine to get back. That's his goal for Neuer, which is wonderful. But I'll still start.
He's still not confirmed for the World Cup.
No.
But I was telling Logan earlier today, and I will use real metrics this time, but that Ter Stegen is like I would give him, out of 5 stars, I'd give him like 4.4 stars. He's a really good goalkeeper, and that's where most goalkeepers are at, is about 4.4. I would give Manuel Neuer 4.95. He is the greatest goalkeeper in the world. If he comes in, I really don't see anyone beating Germany. If he's healthy for the World Cup.
David De Gea.
Yeah, I would say De Gea is the best in the world right now.
I'm not going to argue he's the best goalkeeper.
Okay,
how do you really decide
another day.
Who the best goalkeeper
is? Another day, right?
How?
It's true.
I have Germany-Belgium. Going to go with Germany. Sorry.
All right.
Oh, I have Germany-England, and I have Germany going.
Okay. So, our semifinals... Let me tell you, here are my final four. I have France, Brazil, Argentina, and Germany. Who do you guys have in your final four?
France, Brazil, Argentina, Germany.
France, Brazil, Spain, Germany.
Yeah, so we have a consensus on three of those teams making it all the way. So here's the thing with my thought with France versus Brazil. Like I said, France has enough to beat a good team. I don't think they have enough to beat two good teams, and I think that Brazil is going to be too much for France. They're very similar teams, just Brazil plays better as a team than France does, and I think Brazil makes it to the final, redeems themselves, and makes it to the championship, and we'll talk about that in just a minute.
I'm a believer in Deschamps. I think he'll get this team ready, and it's going to be a repeat of 2006. Brazil, France. It's going to be 1-0 France, of course. I think Deschamps has done really well since he's taken over in 2010, and I think he'll get this team ready and understand the magnitude. And I think it's good for France to be losing games before the World Cup because it shows them that they're not invincible. And I think they show up for big time games. They did last year. Granted, you know, there was a handball. I can't remember in the Euros, but I think they get ready for the big teams, and their flaw is always underestimating the underdog. So I think France will beat Brazil, but it would be a very entertaining 1-0 game.
I'd really like to see an upset here. I'd really like to see, I mean, if it is an upset, I'd like to see France beat Brazil, just to like kind of have something a little more mixed up. But I just don't see Brazil losing that game. I think Brazil is really the clear-cut winner there. I know you're gonna disagree. That's fine. That's fine to disagree. But like, I just feel like Brazil has just so much more. I don't know what it is, but they just have it. They have the spirit of the game. I don't know how to describe it, but I'm picking Brazil.
Oh. Should make a bet on this.
I would like to make a bet on this if they both made it to the semifinals.
Okay. Okay. My other semifinal game is Argentina versus Germany. Now here, this is the part that breaks my heart. But though Messi, you're reliving the Cinderella story. winning every game 1-0 got you all the way to the final, last World Cup. But I don't think it does it again. I think that the young studs of Germany are going to oust Argentina.
So I think, personally, with this one, I think it's a sad day for all Argentines. I don't know if he can beat Germany. Just because I am a believer in Messi, but there's just way too many things Messi would have to account for. And he's very close to a god. He's not there. Just under a demigod, maybe. So I think this is the day Messi falls. But I really wish if Argentina would win. So I'm actually going with Germany for the moment being.
Logan, who you got?
I have Spain-Germany, which I think is a game that would not disappoint at all. And it's going to be a very intense game, but I am living on a prayer here. Going to go with Spain. I want Spain to win the World Cup. I'm sorry. In case you haven't realized by now, I think Spain's got what it takes this year, and I think they're going
to
win.
So I'd like to let everyone know that we have obviously two very biased people on the panel.
I don't think it's my biased. Team,
I don't think it's biased
my
either.
Team did
they're
not
both very good.
So my team did not make it to
Colombia
the World
sucks.
Cup, who is the U.S.
Oh.
And
that's unfortunate for you. You can't blame
us. So because of that, otherwise...
Also, are you really going to pick the U.S. to move through? Really? Really?
We will talk about the state of U.S. Soccer later on, but let's just say that U.S. soccer has to do a lot. We are very, very rapidly becoming the next Argentina in that we have one little young player who's awesome, and we're just basing our whole team hoping that he saves us. And Christian Pulisic, we trust, is all I can say.
The U.S. would be lucky if we became the next Argentina.
Okay. Championship time. So, Sammy, who is your finalists?
Les Blues. And Germany. This one's going to come down to Stegen and Lloris. It's going to be a penalty shootout. I think they're both evenly matched. I love the midfield of France. I think Conte is the best defender, midfield defender in the world. I think Mbappe is going to shine in this World Cup. I think he's going to be wonderful. And you know, I'm going to pick a dark horse player that I think is going to be wonderful as well. Sissoko, he was great in 2016 Euros. And on the other side, same can be said for Germany. So it's going to be a 2-2 draw and extra time, and it's going to come down to penalties. And I think Hugo Lloris this time is going to make his country proud and save one. So it's going to be 5-4 penalties France, and I will stop crying for this moment.
I have Brazil Spain. I think Neymar is going to ruin his back again, and Spain is going to pull a 6-1 win over Brazil, and they are going to be
6-1.
World Cup. Yep.
Wow.
just because they beat Argentina 6-1, so I mean,
yeah.
Argentina, Brazil. I mean, they're synonymous, aren't they?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pretty much.
I'm gonna go with Spain. I'm really excited for them. I really think they're going to do well.
So I have Brazil versus Germany, which is essentially number one and number two. I mean, I think those are the two teams that... So obviously my tournament is full of upsets if I ended up with that final. But I really... So they played recently and Brazil came out ahead 1-0. And I say, congrats, Brazil. You avenged your loss in the last World Cup. But guess what? You're not going to avenge it again. I think Germany wins it all and ties Brazil at 5 World Cup championships for the most ever World Cup championships.
Well, hopefully not, because I'm not the best fan of the Germans, but...
Die Mannschaft!
Die Mannschaft. You can't count out
I don't,
Germany.
No, you're completely
I
wrong.
Germany
the thing is, no. Listen. Germany's had their time to shine, and I think their time to shine is over. And Spain's going in. Spain up. Spain.
I think you're all undercounting France. I think France. It's their time to shine. They've been disappointing in the World Cup.
I don't
think
so.
If
Lloris is able to find the ball and doesn't let it
without
throwing it back into the back of his own net.
The French had a magical game for the Euros, and they blew it. They blew it to Cristiano Ronaldo, of all people.
You know, both Spain and France have had these these games where they should have won, but they have found the way to lose it and blow it every single time.
I think Germany is due for an end, for a loss. An upset.
I think Germany, too many people. They're out. Germany. France, baby. Les Blues. Viva la France.
La Roja.
Oh, I don't know about that.
All right. Well, we'd like to thank you for spending some time with us. Once again, this is Whiteboard. This is Michael White signing off. Have a wonderful evening.